Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
A lot to get into. The Guardians continue to be in action. Browns OTAs, yes, they are underway. And while the Cavs offseason just continues on. But so do the NBA playoffs tonight. It's Jake Flomick with the guys here on Overtime from 7 to 11. We got Michael Bomer on the board as well. You heard him on the 2020s doing work behind the glass. Michael Markoch with us tonight. I mean, listen, Memorial Day is one of my more fun times of the year. I feel like it's a weekend where, I mean, obviously everybody loves a three-day weekend, but it's one of my, I feel like more enjoyable holidays, obviously because you pay tributes to the people who have served this country and given their life for this country. But on top of that, a lot of people use it to do one of my favorite things, which is being outside eating grilled food and, consuming some adult beverages. And that's one of my fun things to do. Got to play my favorite drinking game this weekend and play a lot of it. And listen, I'll be honest, anytime you give me basically any excuse to drink for, I don't know, 10 plus hours, I kind of got to go, kind of got to be in. But I had a really good time. Hope you guys enjoyed yourselves as well. And then we have to turn over to Browns OTAs, right? It was our time to almost check out a little bit, be a little bit away from it, and be like, all right, well, for one weekend, the NFL season doesn't exist, and we got a Monday where it feels like the NFL offseason doesn't exist, and then you're right back to it today where, you know, things are happening on the field. We'll get a lot more of an indication on what's happening in tomorrow when we get a little bit more media access into the thing. But as we go through and we look at it, I think that obviously the thing with the most draw here is the quarterback competition. That's what everybody's amped up for. Who's taking the reps with the ones, the twos, who's basically running with scout team and the undrafted rookies and everything else. But it got me thinking, right? Because I'm listening across, I listened to some of the station on Memorial Day. I listened to Spencer and Anthony did a very good job. I listened to part of Daryl and Matt Derry did a very good job. But I'm going through and I'm listening. I'm just churning out ideas in my head. And talk about basically what's going on with the rookie quarterbacks and trying to get enough play time for both of them. It's something that we've debated several times across the last several weeks. And how you make it work with two rookie quarterbacks and then maybe balancing in a Kenny Pickett or starting a season off with a Joe Flacco. And how you create enough time. And it got me thinking about just the way that the Browns drafted. Right? Well, okay, you obviously avoided the quarterback early on, but you went and you got your guy. Clearly, you liked Dillon Gabriel a lot. and you saw something there enough to go and use a third round pick on him when most people wouldn't have looked at him and said, that's a third round pick. So I would think the Browns going into this without having seen any of these guys are basically walking in going, okay, Dylan Gabriel is either quarterback two or quarterback three, and he's probably going to get a chance to play at some point this year. Unless he walks into the building and looks like absolute dog water, he's going to get a chance. And then, of course, later on, you take the absolute can't-miss value pick, Shedeur Sanders. Okay. Again, I really like Shedeur. I hope Shedeur gets a chance to play this year. But it almost reminded me of a way the Patriots acted with Joe Milton. Where, all right, guys, sliding down the board. Okay, obviously Shador's much more dramatic than that of Joe Milton, but here's a guy with a ton of raw talent who, even more so in Shador's case, is viewed very highly among the media, and even, you know, I would imagine other teams looked at his tape and did not go fifth-round quarterback and was a whole lot more. Okay, so where it gets into Joe Milton territory then is the idea that you basically put Shedeur on a roster for a year and play with this idea that if I allow him to go through and basically prove, hey, Deion's not going to be a problem, right? And he's going to be a hard worker. He's in there every day. Everybody only has positive things to say about him. But, you know, maybe by towards the end of the year, we're getting there and it's like, well, Shedeur really just... Dylan Gabriel looked good, and Kenny Pickett looked good, and maybe these guys bought themselves a little bit more time through the way that they played, where you never really had to turn to Shedeur. All right, you get to week 17, maybe it comes in week 18, and by the end of it, you're gone. Well, wasn't a whole lot there. Right? Not a whole lot with the Browns season. It's come to an end, and there's no chance you're making the playoffs. By the final week, the final 2 weeks, you pull a Patriots and you go, hey, second rookie quarterback, go ahead and get yourself into the game. Let's give you some time. Let's go allow you to show off what you can do. And I think truly, if we're talking about this idea, it stems from they like Dylan Gabriel and this has to be Shedeur. Because if Shedeur goes out there and plays well, and again, we're talking about week 17, week 18, where he's probably not going to go up against very good defenses. And then you're looking at it and turning to yourself and saying, all right, well, if Shedeur plays well, there's probably a pretty good chance that a guy that had a near, you know, first, second round grade on him by a lot of people could probably draw the interest of a lot of NFL teams after seeing him work on the Browns for a year, seeing the positive things said, seeing the lack of Deion being interested in a head coach's job and everything beyond. And then you try to flip him for better draft capital than you drafted him at. Which again, given the evaluation of the player, given the way that the media has danced around it and basically been like, well, Shador's just going to be the absolute best fifth round pick of all time. If you play with that idea, then sure. I think that teams come calling. I think when you put him out there, I don't know what you get back for showcasing a guy once, twice. For in the case of Joe Milton, it wasn't very much. You got a one-round upgrade. But you go through and play with that, and you have that sort of in your back arsenal. Okay, well, if you acquire a fourth-round pick for next year, as long as Shedeur doesn't go light up the league and turn into a great quarterback, the Browns come out winners. You used a fifth-round pick and essentially used a fifth and a sixth-round pick to trade up to draft Shedeur. But then you got a fourth-round pick back. Anytime you'd be able to do that, you say, I'll trade you a fifth and a sixth right now and take your fourth next year. I'm pretty sure every GM on the planet would look at you and go, yeah, no chance. I'm not giving you a two-round upgrade because you threw in, or a one-round upgrade because you threw in a sixth-round pick. Why would I do that? What sense would that make? But you go and you display the player a little bit, and I think it's possible. And again, we saw that. That happened with Joe Milton. Now, a lot of things have to go right for that scenario to play out in the proper way for the Browns. Because the only reason Joe Milton even had a chance to play in Week 18 was because the Patriots went through and evaluated, and they started Jacoby Brissett. And then we're like, all right, time to move to Drake May. And oh, by the way, hey, Drake May looks pretty darn good. Right, looking pretty solid. and probably going to be the guy that we're trying to rely and have as our franchise quarterback. So we have the luxury of just throwing out a random quarterback to the side and saying, all right, let's see what you give us. But I feel like in a lot of cases where you go through and you draft two rookies, that's probably more of the scenario you think. And the more the scenario that you lay out in your head is, all right, well, we drafted one of these guys because we really believe in him. We drafted this other guy almost on a whim, or the idea that, hey, maybe he looks good and somebody comes calling. The Browns are in a position right now that the 2025 draft, especially in the fifth and the sixth round, was not going to bolster their roster in the way that they needed it. So if the thought process going through there was, all right, maybe Shador goes and surprises us and he's our quarterback. But also, if that doesn't happen and we can get him to look good once, maybe twice, then we're basically buying ourselves a higher draft pick next year than we're drafting at right now. And we know at this point, the Browns are looking to acquire talent and acquire draft capital. They are not building for the 2025 season. You go through, you look at the way that they actually establish themselves in the draft, and they've handled free agency up to this point. Does not scream a team to me that is dying to be competitive this year. You load four quarterbacks into a quarterback room and say, let's have a four-way quarterback competition. Doesn't scream to me as a team looking to compete and make the playoffs and go beyond that. So, hey, we take a fifth-round pick next year. Maybe we turn it into a fourth. Maybe we turn it into a third. Given the stature of the player, maybe this becomes a third-round pick where legitimately the following year we're adding somebody that is an immediate contributor to our team or a potential immediate contributor to our team. And if you go through and you do that, again, I like Shador. Would love to see him play. But I couldn't tell you you'd be just blatantly wrong if that's the way that it played out and Shador doesn't turn into a stud quarterback elsewhere. Even Joe Milton playing after one game, still backup. Right? He goes to Dallas. It's not like he's all of a sudden going to be the starter over Dak. He's still the backup quarterback. But they moved up around. It feels good. Now, the Browns have a lot of quarterback questions to answer. But I think that, again, if you really boil it down, the logic behind this isn't that crazy. Between drafting Dillon Gabriel in the third, like I said, and clearly a guy that they had a ton of faith in and liked the tape enough to probably draft him somewhere around two rounds above where he was projected to slot in. And then also bring in Kenny Pickett as your very first move this offseason, to the point where I think it's difficult to argue against the Browns having a real affinity for Kenny Pickett and what he's shown on tape so far and what they think he can become.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I don't think this is far-fetched. I think you could be looking at reality. And there's a lot of things that go into it. 216-474-0092. Could Shedeur Sanders be treated like a glorified Joe Milton at the end of this season, heading into next year? You can also get to me on X, at Volnick Jake, V-U-L-I-N-E-C, Jake. We can get to our social media reactions, powered by Scheibman Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. A lot coming up for you guys tonight. Got a couple of guests coming your way. Dylan Feltovich, Ohio State Buckeyes, and Cleveland Browns on SI. Going to be joining us coming up here in about 45 minutes. And we'll talk to him about the quarterback competition ahead, what OTAs plays out, what's that look like as well. Well, Julian Sayin's getting some really, really high praise in the national media, despite not seeing the field all that much. And we'll ask Dylan about it and what reality is and if they're too high on him as well. We'll talk to our very own Cleveland Sports Beat reporter, Daryl Ryder, coming up at 10 o'clock. Guardians will be wrapped up. Daryl's out there at Progressive Field right now. So we'll get Daryl's feedback from the game as well. OTA's right ahead. You got plenty coming up for you guys tonight. The Station Buzz at 7:40. We got Change Your Mind coming up at 8:40 tonight. We're moving that up to be able to talk to Daryl later on as well. We'll get a grip in the 9 o'clock hour. But right now, 216-474-0092. Could Shedeur Sanders be treated like a glorified Joe Milton? And the overarching idea on why just potentially that makes sense. We'll get to your calls and more on this coming up here in about 5 minutes on Overtime with Jake Volnick. With the guys here until 11 tonight on The Fan. Could Shedeur Sanders be treated like a glorified Joe Milton? Hey, toss him in at the couple last weeks of the year and see what you got. See what you got and see if anybody comes crawling in the offseason. Maybe dying to make a trade, even if it's a backup, even if they're throwing you a fourth round pick. Maybe that's something that's worth it for you. Maybe that's all it takes. And you're okay with moving on. Because, again, I think that it plays out and it makes sense in the way that it's set up right now. Because, sure, yeah, you go through and you look at it. Yeah, you drafted Dylan Gabriel in the third round. I think that's a clear indicator they really like Dylan Gabriel. You traded for Kenny Pickett with a fifth and Dorian Thompson-Robinson. And you did that as your first move of the offseason. You were like, we have to get Kenny Pickett in the building. Not wait to see if we want to draft a guy in the first round. Not sit around and see what quarterbacks do we like, who's going to fall through, who's not going to have a contract like Joe Flacco, for instance. No, let's make sure we go out and give up draft capital and give up our backup quarterback to go get Kenny Pickett. I think that also tells you they really like Kenny. There's only so much time in the season. I know that we're sitting in the offseason and it's May 27th, and I'm telling you, well, the season's just not that long, but it's not. I mean, in reality, you play 17 games, and if I had to take a guess, they're probably not going rookie out of the gate. Not with that sort of schedule in front of them from weeks 1 through 6. You're probably going to turn it over to a veteran. So, all right, even if it was only 4 weeks and they decided in week 5, all right, we go to London, we'll change up the quarterback. Doubt they would do that, but maybe. Okay, you go through and you even do that. You have 13 games to evaluate two guys. You're not even giving each guy a 7-game sample size. If you were to split it right down the middle evenly, I would say it's pretty hard to judge rookie quarterbacks within the span of 7 games. You learn a little bit. You don't learn the whole story. You just don't have a ton of time. And trying to make it work with potentially 3 or 4 guys in that room and giving them all a chance to play quarterback this season, there's no true evaluation coming in with that. There's way too much of a competition and not enough time to the point where somebody's going to get the short end of the stick. And even if worst case scenario plays out, what if you throw Shador in for the last 4 games? You throw Dylan Gabriel in for the last 4 games and they look amazing and you have a 4-game sample size to determine, hey, what do I do? Do I keep this quarterback and try to make it work because I saw 4 good games of football against, I mean, realistically, rather disappointing opponents, I'm going to assume, heading into those final weeks? Like, it's not a feasible thing to try to give all of these quarterbacks an equal workload and actually give them a fair shake and a real shot at proving themselves in the NFL and proving to the Cleveland Browns that they can be a quarterback of the future, which we all want to find. We all want to be one of these guys. That's the ideal thing where you don't have to go draft one in the first round next year. And if one of them just turns into a franchise quarterback, I think we'd all be happy. You're not giving either guy a real chance to prove that. And we know why Shador was drafted. They basically laid out to you why Shador was drafted. That's too good of a talent that late in the draft to do anything else. Oh, all right. You're probably buying onto that. I can imagine it's a Joe Milton situation. I don't know that's what they expect to do with Joe Milton, but I guarantee it was a possibility on their mind that if he goes out there and lights it up, they could probably sell him for more. Again, 216-474-0092. Want to get you guys in on this, and you can jump in at the number. Let's go out to Eddie is in Westlake. What's going on, Eddie?
Hey, what's going on? Hey, I agree with you about the sample size, about the games. So they're going to have to, you know, they're going to have to manage that as far as, you know, the playing time and everything. But, you know, this is the thing, man. I'm not going to fault Andrew Berry on this draft because I felt like he really did a good job on this draft. But, you know, in all honesty, on that pick, that's that one pick that is like a blemish on his draft. They panicked when Jalen Milroe got drafted. They probably thought he was going to be there when their pick came up. He wasn't. They weren't aggressive to trade up. I'm not saying I'm wanting him over what we got. Our team is our team right now, but they panicked and they took this kid, like you said, a couple rounds ahead of time. But all I need to know about Dylan Gabriel is just the history of the National Football League. Says if you're under 6 foot and you don't have no elite quality, you're not going to be a starter in the NFL. So I don't have to – I can eliminate his sample size of seeing what he can do because I already know how that's going to look. I already know. Dylan Gabriel could play 10 years in the National Football League, but it's going to be as a backup quarterback, okay? That's just the way the National Football League has been the last 25 years, and I don't see anything special about him that's going to change that, okay? So I'm going to put him to the side for right now.
Okay.
That being said, and I also know if Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry got fired today, that if a new coach came in here and he was looking at Dylan Gabriel or Shador Sanders, that Dylan Gabriel would get cut. The coach wouldn't even hesitate because he's a 5'10" quarterback with no elite quality. It wouldn't even be an issue. Shador Sanders would be given the upper hand over him 10 times out of 10. So I'm not going to trade somebody that you're talking about trying to get 2 round. You know, you're saying, hey, he's a 5th round pick. Maybe I can get a 3rd. The fact is, you could say that. You can't say the same thing about. You're not going to say about Dylan Gabriel. You're not even gonna
exactly say, why. That's why I threw it out as Shador Sanders. I'm not throwing that out as Dylan Gabriel because nobody's trading you a second round pick back for that quarterback if he looks good in a game or two. Yeah,
but it's an oxymoron because you're saying, hey, we could get that for get other players on our team. Well, if you got a better quarterback, why would you trade the one you got for a guy that you know is historically going to be a backup in the National Football League? That makes no sense to me. I'm not going. You just said we're doing that trade to get better players. So if I have a better quarterback at the most important position on the team, why would I trade him
for a guy that historically we know what he's going to be. He could play 10, 12 years in the league. He's the Colt McCoys, the Fitzpatricks. They can do all of that, but they're backups.
Eddie, I think that's the thing, and I appreciate the call. I really do. It's good conversation. But that's the thing, is I can look at it and I say, guys, I think Shedeur Sanders is a better quarterback than Dylan Gabriel. I think most people that went through and evaluated this process would say, Shedeur Sanders is a better quarterback than Dylan Gabriel. Everything I watched on the tape told me that. Everything that the Browns did in the draft told me that they think the opposite. Shedeur Sanders was on the board in the third round. And you know what? If the truth was they really wanted Jalen Milroe and they panicked when he went off the board, which, by the way, was a thought that crossed my mind on draft night, but I have since walked that back because everything that Dylan Gabriel does fits the style of a Kevin Stefanski quarterback, minus the fact that, hey, he's 5'11". But, like, okay, Baker was 6'6", not saying that Stefanski was the biggest proponent of going and getting Baker, but he made it work with Baker. Hey, these guys are 1-2 inches taller. Bryce Young is the exact same way as Dylan Gabriel. I think he's 5'10". I think Gabriel actually might have an inch of height on him. I look at Bryce Young and go, elite qualities as a quarterback, physical qualities? Probably not. Don't really see one. He doesn't have blinding speed. He doesn't have a rocket of an arm. He's just a solid quarterback, and he's been getting better. Obviously, a very slow start from being the number one pick, but he took a big step up last year, and I think they expect him to take another big step up this year for Carolina. But the Browns told me all I have to know about the way that they think at quarterbacks. If their panic move was two rounds early on Dylan Gabriel and then draft Shedeur in the fifth, they like Dylan better than they like Shedeur. If not, they would have drafted Shedeur in the third round when they're looking at the quarterbacks with all of them available. I don't think any GM was sitting there going, well, the fifth-round pick rolls around, maybe Shedeur will still be there. No, you would have thought maybe Dylan Gabriel, more than likely, probably going to be there. But no, they wanted to get their guy. They wanted to make sure, leave absolutely no doubt, they went and got their quarterback. So this scenario where I'm throwing out the idea of Joe Milton only works because I don't think the rest of the league views Dylan Gabriel as a third-rounder. I really don't. When they evaluated this class, I think they probably looked at him and said, at best, that might be the seventh-best quarterback on the board. But the Browns told you otherwise. The Browns told you that's their number one quarterback when that draft pick came up, whatever it was, the fifth quarterback taken. So this doesn't work, and you're obviously not getting that upgrade because if the rest of the league doesn't think it, well, nobody's giving you a second round pick even if he plays two good games. But clearly the Browns have some level of belief there. If they thought Shedeur could be this upstanding product and they really, truly, in their heart of hearts believe that, they would have drafted Shedeur earlier in the draft. Because if they thought he had a real chance to go out and do something, you go and you get that guy. But they're telling you, big name, guy that'll sell jerseys, and then very potentially, he plays well, probably a guy you can move off of and probably get some more capital for. Or, hey, it's a stab in the dark. It's an absolute dart throw. Maybe it works. Either of those are reasonable possibilities in my mind. But it's not just as simple as look at the two quarterbacks in front of you and say, well, it's very clear that Dylan Gabriel's not going to do anything and Shedeur's a better quarterback. I can think that. You can think that. The Browns laid out that they don't care that Dylan Gabriel is 5'11". They don't care that he has a small frame. There's clearly something there that they do believe in more than they believe in for Shedeur. Again, 216-474-0092. Let's go out to D in Cleveland. What's going on, D?
Double fries.
What are you ordering, D? What do we got?
No, that's it.
$12.50 at the first window.
What's the 50 cent for?
Mac and cheese is a 50 cent upcharge.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, that looked like a pretty good order. I mean, appreciate D throwing in that. Listen, I don't know where he was, but he got mac and cheese as an upcharge. That felt pretty good. I mean, if I'm at a fast food place, which clearly is ordering a drive-thru right now, a fast food upcharge feels like a mac and cheese upgrade. I feel like I'm doing good.
He's splurging tonight, baby.
Yeah, I mean, rightfully Woo-wee. So. I mean, he's getting whatever he wants right now. That's prime time right there. That's absolute.
I just wish he realized it. Maybe he'll hear it on the radio, though.
That would be really good. I mean, I tried. I left it there for him, but I mean, listen, he was trying to figure out where the 50 cents is from.
Yeah. He could have kept going.
Yeah, I mean, you just never know. I waited for it. I really wanted it, but hey, there you go. I mean,
maybe he'll call back.
Maybe so. And D, if you're listening.
How was the mac and cheese?
Yeah.
Let us know.
Yeah, I need a double. Whatever you thought on the Shador Sanders topic here, please call back and give me that. And I do need a food review of whatever it is that you ordered. I need to know what the mac and cheese is like. But in reality, and going back and looking at this, it all boils down to everything I just laid out with the quarterbacks, everything that was there, how they view Dylan Gabriel, how they view Shador. I truly believe the scenario only exists for Shador Sanders, and I believe it so much so because there's just not enough time of day. There's nothing that the Browns can do to just establish more reps and establish more snaps and actual game time for these quarterbacks. Truthfully, if you go out and look at it and you say, if I gave 6 weeks apiece, six games, to Dylan Gabriel as a starter and Shador Sanders as a starter, and do you feel like that is enough time to have a full understanding of what that guy's potential is to be a starter in the NFL? And I would look at it and say, absolutely not. I have no clue. It's why you don't draft two rookie quarterbacks that you intend on playing while also acquiring a veteran quarterback, a young veteran quarterback that it would appear at this point the Browns intend on playing. You have to figure it out. And if their method, if the method to the madness of this season is, well, I'll just split up some time evenly among three different guys and let's see if something sticks to the wall. That is a bad method for finding your quarterback. That is a terrible idea of actually going out and finding it. If you go through the Joe Milton method, better idea. If you go through and say, you know what? We're just going to give one of these rookies a really long leash and say, it works or it doesn't work, and then maybe toss the other one in at the end, and maybe we still draft a quarterback and let them battle it out again next year. Still a better idea than taking these quarterbacks and saying, Kenny, you get a few weeks, Dylan, you get a few weeks, and Shador, you get a few weeks. Have fun, guys. Good luck. It's always going to be better than that.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site.
Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
6 weeks, 7 weeks. Seven is probably where you're bordering it. That's where maybe you have enough of a sample size to say you've seen enough. But not when you're trying to find your franchise guy. If you have somebody coming in off a whim, watching 7 weeks of DTR, I could have told you, yep, nope, that's good. Don't need to see any more. But if you get 7 weeks of decent football, how am I supposed to know what that turns into? If it's really good or really bad, you might draw a conclusion. If it's solid, if it's okay, there's no conclusion to be drawn. 216-474-0092. Shedeur Sanders could most definitely be getting this sort of treatment as well. A feasible idea to give two rookie quarterbacks a fair shake. All right. Before we get to break, though. D is in Cleveland. D, what's going on, man?
Hey, what's going on?
What's going on? What do you got?
Well, I got macaroni and cheese. You already heard that.
Did we try it yet? Did we get a bite? Do we have a bite
no,
in on
I'm
it?
I'm talking about, hey, how long did it come up for you to come up with this theory about what they're going to do with Shedeur Sanders?
I mean, a minute and a half
that,
of
that
me
was,
sitting there
that
thinking
was like,
it?
No, it took longer than that as compared to Milton. And it's like this. They drafted him because they thoroughly think that he has potential to make the team. The NFL doesn't sure. waste draft picks. This is not the NFL any longer where you have 22 rounds of drafting. They only have so many rounds of drafting. And they drafted him because they have a feeling as though he can make the team as well as contribute. But I don't get where you're thinking that Pickett is going to be all world.
I don't think Pickett's going to be all world. I think that he has a really good chance to start week one and the Browns give him a real shot. That's as far as I go. I don't have any belief in Kenny Pickett to be a great starter.
Based upon what?
Based upon the fact that the first move they made this offseason was going and acquiring Kenny Pickett as soon as the window opened, when other people are signing Justin Fields and going and getting Sam Darnold and the guys who actually played worth a damn last year, and they said, let's go get Kenny Pickett.
No, that was all a pecking order. You know, that's all a pecking order. Come on. The Browns right now,
it's like the same day.
They're like this. The Browns right now are throwing everything in the fire, and whatever comes up brass, that's what's going on. And if you want to compare Shedeur Sanders to somebody, why don't you compare him to Tom Brady, who's a six-round pick?
Yeah, Tom was 100% a six-round pick, and the only quarterback,
you know,
if I'm not mistaken,
Tom Brady was a six-round pick. If you
only quarterback they took in that draft.
If you want to do a comparison, do Tom Brady. Don't do Milton.
Well, I think that one of those is much more a stretch than the other. I'm going to be honest.
Why didn't you do Tom Brady? No, but you did Milton, but you didn't do Tom Brady.
Yeah, because why am I going to compare him to the GOAT of football? And D, we're up against it. I got to let you go. What is that argument? Why didn't you compare him to the greatest quarterback of all time instead of the guy that was drafted 1 year earlier, a round behind him? Well, I think that would be very clear why I didn't do that. I think that would be, quite honest, pretty stupid of me to go up and be like, well, let's just go get Shedeur in the fifth and he's going to be Tom. Count him, Cleveland. You only got enough fingers on one hand for the Super Bowl Shador's bringing you.
Imagine if Andrew Berry came out in the press conference with that logic.
Yeah,
it could be the next Tom Brady.
Yeah, that would be great. Fans would love that. The media would love that. You'd be the laughingstock of the NFL. Hands down the laughingstock. It's not going to happen. I'm not going to compare him to Tom. I think the Joe Milton thing is reasonable. And by the way, as a closing thought, I don't think that the Browns are just using him to go and get more draft picks, but I think it's an idea in their head that if it works out with Dylan Gabriel or works out with Kenny Pickett, it's definitely something that they could play out. I don't think they drafted him with the sole intention, but it's a consideration. Let's get to the most pressing thing said from our station's guests already today. Let's do it with the station buzz. All right, let's kick things off. Afternoon drive today, as they always do on Tuesdays at 5:20. Albert Breer of the MMQB joining them and setting the bar for a Browns quarterback competition ahead.
I mean, I would suggest having a winning answer at the position, you know, and having it be definitive enough where it's, well, you want it to be a tough decision, right? Like, because you want to have good competition in the room, but you want to have somebody that you feel comfortable with going for 17 games and not some sort of plan where it's like, okay, like, well, the rookies are here and the veterans are here and the veterans are good enough for now, but we hope, like, by week 8 or 9, the rookie is taking its spot. You want a better answer than that, you know? So, you know, that could be one of the rookies. It could be one of the vets. You know, like, but I would say, like, really, like, what you're looking for is to be able to get, I don't know, like, I guess, like, the bar for me would be kind of like the way Joe Flacco played down the stretch, you know, in 2023. It's like, can you get that level of quarterback play?
And I think that's a really good bar to have, right? And I always say, we look at Joe Flacco in the 2023 season with brown and orange-colored glasses because, well, hey, he went 3-3 at the end of the day, if you include the playoff loss. It was good. He rattled off 3 straight wins to get you into the playoffs. I'm not trying to down the Joe Flacco era, but he went 3-3. He played solid football. That's all it was. And I don't know a single NFL team that walks into a season going, oh, hopefully the veteran gives us 8 games and then we can turn it over to somebody else. Again, I think the Patriots are a good example of that. Because it's the one team that's stuck in my brain right now because we talked about Joe Milton earlier. But they also started Jacoby Brissett for a handful of games. And I don't think you even go in with that being like, well, Drake May is going to take over at some point this year. I think you go into that being like, Drake May can learn as much as we can possibly ask. If that takes an entire year and Jacoby looks good, well, perfect. You basically get to redshirt him and you go down the route of Patrick Mahomesing, your first round pick. Not a bad method. It sure worked for the Chiefs and Mahomes. But at some point, if you turn over, yeah, I mean, if it's a first-round pick, you're not very upset. But the Browns are going to look for a quarterback that's a long-term answer, and not just a long-term answer for this year, but I imagine a long-term answer for years pressing on into the future, too. So I sort of put Joe Flacco off to the side as someone who, sure, it's nice for Browns fans, but you probably don't actually do it. Real long-term answers, Kenny Pickett, Dylan Gabriel, Shedeur Sanders. Those are the guys I expect to see on the field. Those are the guys that I think have a real shot at playing. But if, like I was just laying out, if your goal this season as the Browns is to go through and split up these games evenly, that's a terrible plan. That's horrendous. And Albert hit that one right on the head. Going forward, Mary Kay Cabot of Cleveland.com on with Baskin and Phelps today. And she talked about the Browns and their opinions on the quarterbacks in the room. Do they have a favorite?
They definitely have preconceived notions heading into this thing. Okay. They have in their mind who they like, who they think should probably win the thing. I mean, they know heading into this what they believe is going to happen and how it might play out. It's up to the quarterback to change those perceptions and those feelings. But certainly, Kevin is going to be looking for efficient operation and very clean football because they cannot be losing the turnover battle week after week.
Yeah, you know, Kevin Stefanski is not going to stand for that. That's not going to roll. Stefanski has preached up and down, especially last year with Jameis at quarterback. It's like, we got to learn how to take care of the football. We have to do that. That's how we start winning games. And I think Kevin's been a big proponent of that for a long time. But I think this is the first step and some of the first things that we're getting, that this is not going to be a true battle at quarterback. Right? Like, the competition is not going to be a completely even playing field. The Browns are going to come in thinking who they think is going to win the job. And if I had to take a guess again, that's probably Kenny Pickett right now. That has all of the ability to change. But if you don't think the Browns have any sort of opinion, any sort of idea on where they want to go this season, you're kidding yourself. They know who they think is going to start. It's now, like Mary Kay said, time to actually figure it out. And that might not be the right method. You might want to actually be going into this thing level-headed and give everyone a fair shot. That's just not human nature. That doesn't happen. These guys have watched all 4 of the dudes in the room play quarterback. You got a pretty good feeling on who you've seen that really excites you and who, yeah, they could be pretty good. And the Browns are no different. John Fanna of Fox Sports on with Nick and JP on Afternoon Drive today. And as we talk quarterback competition, well, John answers whether or not this thing's actually going to work out.
You know, I think that the Browns are going to be good for 4 to 6 wins this upcoming season. I don't have these high hopes. Call me a pessimist, but first off, like, Dylan Gabriel's not going to be the week one starter, and I'd be surprised if Shedeur Sanders was the week one starter either. I'm not a big fan of having either one of them, you know, start that soon. I do think we're going to see Sanders at some point because of a number of different reasons, but I just think that we will. I think that it's in the Browns' best interest to start Joe Flacco week one. The Browns are much closer to being a bottom feeder in the league than they are to being one of the 5 to 10 best teams in the NFL. So based on where they stand, like, obviously I want to say differently, guys, but I think that the writing is on the wall with this football team.
And it's pretty darn close. I mean, I don't think there's a much say around that. I don't think anybody's expecting the Browns to go out here and just lay down an absolute world beater. Joe doesn't do it for me, and this quarterback competition really doesn't do it for me. Four guys competing in the room, it feels like a jumbled up mess that's not going to lead to good quarterback play throughout a season. I'll be honest. I like that there's options. I like that it brings a little excitement to our lives, and we can actually go through and have the debates on who should play quarterback. But in practicality, this is going to be real difficult. And the Browns do not have an easy task ahead of them. And it's not just going to be difficult to find someone capable of playing quarterback, but to give them the experience they need leading up to the season and the reps they need to be able to play that position well. A quarterback competition ahead does not necessarily immediately spell a good thing. All right, let's get to one more as we switch over to the NBA. Ken and Anthony, Brian Geltzer of SiriusXM NBA Radio talked about the face of the NBA. Well, just who might that be?
To me, I think Nikola Jokic is the face of the NBA right now. I don't buy the fact that it can't be a foreign player. I think Jokic is the best player in the league. I did vote for SGA for MVP because I thought he was the MVP this year. But there's no doubt, I think Nikola Jokic is the face of the league.
So if I had to pick a best player in basketball right now, I'd probably also land on Nikola Jokic. But if you asked me to pick a face of the NBA, guys, I don't think there is one. That's the thing. Like, I almost laugh at the idea of Jokic being the face of the NBA. Not because I don't think he's great, and I don't think he's incredible, and it should be sitting up there probably winning the MVP this year if I had a vote. Which I don't, and nobody cares about my opinion, so that's fine. But he's not somebody that, like, you immediately associate, and you're like, oh, you know, I got the game on. Oh, you know, Jokic is playing right now. No, it's not to the level of a LeBron, where it was the face of the league. There was a level of MJ, the face of the league. There's times where leagues don't have a true face. Major League Baseball right now probably doesn't have a true face. It's okay. It's okay not to have one. If there was one, Jokic isn't a bad pick, but there's a good chance you just don't. All right, that'll do it for the Station Buzz. Coming back here in about 5 minutes, Dylan Feltovich of SI going to be joining us talking Browns quarterback situation, Ohio State Buckeyes quarterback situation. Certainly not in the same category. It's coming up here at 8 on Overtime with Jake Volnick on The Fan.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.